Hey, good morning. It's Monday, and this is Pastor Lenny saying thank you for joining us here, New Life Church. I love you, and I appreciate you. And I hope that you were able to catch Sunday's message. Free, 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 free. If you haven't listened to it yet, that's all I'll say about it. Go back and you'll find it on Facebook. It should be on Roku in previous broadcasts. You might even find it on the website, www.nlcny.com. But if you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. I'm sure it'll bless you. So again, Pastor Lenny saying, I love each and every one of you, and I am so very thankful to have you in my life. There's no greater joy that I have than to be able to share the Word of God with you. I love you. Thank you. So, Friday, we spent some time, you know, going over some truths, some things we had been talking about, you know, the day before, studies from Wednesday and Thursday, particularly, you know, dealing with the mindset that we're still sinners, dealing with the differences between forgiveness and pardon. So I hope that, you know, Friday blessed you. And so now, after that strong foundation, the truth of this glorious gospel. Oh man, what a glorious gospel. It's amazing. It's all up to God. It was all put on God. God the Father, God the Son. They took care of it all. Now we enter into this glorious covenant between the Father and the Son, this faultless covenant between the Father and the Son through faith in Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, for by grace, God's part, by faith, you know what? That's God's part too, because with the grace comes the faith. We are saved, not of ourselves. It's a gift. What's a gift? The grace, the faith. See, when you hear the message, when you're hearing the message, grace, faith is accompanying it. The supernatural ability to believe. Now, you can receive it. You can believe it. But not everybody does. It's called free will. For by grace are you saved through faith. It's a gift. Not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's never about works. Never, ever, ever going to be about works. And it's so important to know that. It's so important to come unto the realization that works has nothing to do with this work, this walk. It's about believing. It's about believing who you are, who you're in. The life that I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave his life for me. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who liveth in me. It's in Christ I live and move and have my being. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. For by grace, for by God, for by Jesus, I am saved, sozo, made healed, made whole, made well, protected, rescued, delivered. For by grace, I'm saved through faith. And it's a gift. It's a gift. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Just think about it. If it wasn't, and God was truly sovereign in that it was up to him, who, when, where, how, that would be a terrible position to be in. I'm sorry. That would be a terrible position to be in. Because then who sets the standard? You see, that's what's bad about it. The religion tries to set standards. Standards. by which you and I can earn or have to earn. And no matter how hard we try, we'll always fall short of the standards. So because of that, we'll never earn. Who sets the standards? What's the standards? How much? How often? How much do we give? How often should we give? How often should we attend? How many times should we attend? How faithful should we become? How much should we pray? How long should we pray? How much should we read? How long should we read? How many good deeds should we do? How often should we do? Listen, and Pastor Lenny is not telling you that you will not be doing and you will not be serving. The difference is, as a son and a daughter of God, it will be because you're led by the Spirit and because the Spirit leads. Not because you're doing to earn. You're performing to earn. What would be the standard? What would be the standard? Here's the standard. I believe that I receive Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus, God's perfect sacrifice and perfect offering. And remember what we learn from Colossians. Oh, I believe it was Colossians chapter 1, and it was in verse 11. Oh, what was it? Oh, man. No, it was verse 12. For the Father qualified us. The Father qualified us to qualify, to partake in the inheritance through faith in Jesus Christ. That's our only qualification. You qualify. You qualify. You qualify. Do you hear that, preachers? Do you hear that, pastors? Your people qualify through faith in Jesus Christ. All right, let's move on. I just get so excited about this gospel. I sang it a couple of days ago. He set me free. Yes, he set me free. He broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound, my Jesus, to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Ha! So we left off with verse 13. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having pardoned all your transgressions. So now, verse 14. Oh, man, verse 14. Oh, verse 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that were against us, which were contrary towards us, took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Wow, what a powerful scripture. Do you know what that word blotting out means? I guess if you spill grape juice on your rug, you could keep blotting and blotting. You can take a paper towel and blot it and let that paper towel soak it up, blot it, get more paper towel, continue blotting it. Maybe you haven't gotten it all out, so now pour some water on it, mix the water in there so the water breaks down the grape juice a little bit more, and then you continue blotting it till all of a sudden you've pretty much blotted it out. But you know what? Microscopically, that grape juice still exists there. You know that, don't you? You're never going to ever really truly blot it out. That's why I like the real meaning behind blotting out. And you know what that is? When you look at it, the word in the Greek is exhalifo. And it means to obliterate. That's awesome. Because when something is obliterated, there's no sign left of it at all. Picture a building, right? I know we've seen it before, but picture a building, and qualified people have gone through that building and have left dynamite charges in key areas all throughout that building. All throughout that building. And they've set up a perimeter, because what's going to happen is going to be really, really powerful. They set up a perimeter. They're back behind that perimeter, and they have an electronic device that, when activated, sends the signals to the dynamite that has been placed in key areas all around and all in that building. So when they set and push the button that activates the charge, the next thing that happens is a massive explosion. I'm sure we've seen this. A massive explosion. All we see is dust. Now, all of a sudden, when the dust settles, guess what? Nothing remains. That building has been obliterated. Isn't that powerful? So this is what Paul is saying. The handwriting of ordinances that was against us. What's he talking about? He's talking about the law. The Big Ten and the 613. They were against us. And man still tries to put us under what Paul says was against us. And what Paul says was obliterated. Was obliterated. The handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, he took it out of the way, nailed it to the cross. Think about that. Obliterated it. No more ordinances, no more writings against us. That's really important. Jesus nailed it to the cross. Left it there. Now it's no longer against us. Remember in Ephesians, he removed the enmity that was against us. Remember Galatians, no longer be entangled to a yoke of bondage. Stand therefore in the freedom by which Christ has made you free. Sin has no more dominion over us because we're not under the handwriting and the ordinances. We're under grace. Do you see how powerful this is? And so think about this. Romans chapter 6. Should we go on sinning then, Paul, so that grace might increase? How? Come on, how? How? How can that be? You've died to sin. You've died to sin. You're dead to sin. How do you who have died and who are dead to sin still live in it anymore? Come on, guys. Dead, gone. Think about it. Oh, that's just like being on the Autobahn with no speed limit. The speed limit has been removed. So now that means you're going to get a Lamborghini and you're going to drive 270, 280, 300 miles per hour. There's no speed limit. But you see, the only fallacy about that example, and this is the example people give. You know what? That speed can cause danger. That speed, if an animal was to suddenly come out in front of you, if you were to hit a pothole, if a tire was to go flat. But the ordinances, the handwriting has been obliterated. But here's what they forget. Here's what they forget. Romans chapter 8, Galatians chapter 4. God has sent the Spirit of His Son to dwell in your spirit. As a son and as a daughter of God, You are led by the Spirit. Do you see? And the Spirit will never lead you. The Spirit will never lead you into a dangerous situation. See, that's where they miss it. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. You're a child of God. You're a daughter of God. You have the Spirit of God in you. You have the Spirit of Christ in you. You have the Spirit of God's Son in you. Together, melding, molded, united with your spirit, crying out, Abba, Father. Now, as a son and a daughter of God, you are led by that Spirit. That Spirit leads you. That Spirit leads you. That Spirit takes you. That Spirit guides you. That Spirit empowers you. That Spirit will never lead you to sin or lead you to a dangerous situation. That's the key difference. Verse 14, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that were against us, which were contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. Well, today we're going to stop at 17 minutes before we go on. I hope you were blessed by today's study. You are a son and you are a daughter of God, and you are led by the Holy Spirit. You are led by the Spirit of God. Thank you for joining. We'll see you tomorrow. Walk in the blessings and know I love you.